Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav, and we're on Lamed Hey Amud Beis by the, what are we up to? We're up to Umayishna Dam Chalal and the Machshir. Is that what we're up to? Umayishna Dam Chalal and the Machshir. Why are Dam Chalalim different? The Dam Chalalim, yes, is Machshir L'Kabel Tumah, and no other Dam is Machshir L'Kabel Tumah. Why is that? We'll learn today for Fuzim, Pushatan Abbasim, Basrachal Devor. Maisha Dam Chalalim the Machshir. Dichtiv, Dam Chalalim Yishteh. Because it says, the Dam Chalalim is like Yishteh. It's like a liquid, like it's spilling out, like water. Dam Shechita Nami Ksiv, Ala Oret Tishpechenu Kamayim. So what's the difference in that and Dam Shechita? Why does Rav Shimon hold Dam Chalalim is yes Machshir, Dam Shechita is not Machshir? Hahi, that Pasuk, Ala Oret Tishpechenu Kamayim, Domon, the Psuli, Hamukdashin, Bahana, Huda Asa. Comes to tell me that dam from a carbon that's pasul is mutter bahana. It was a carbon, but for whatever reason, it's not being brought as a carbon. And the psul happened. Now, the halacha is, when it comes to an animal like that, tzalka that's a chemina, I would have thought, hoel, va'atsiri begiza va'avoda. You have an animal like that, you're not allowed to shoot the animal. You're not allowed to ever work it. Why? Because it was once special. It was once a carbon, even though now it's not a carbon. It was once a carbon. I would have thought, Daman Liboy Kvura, same thing with the dam. Has to be buried. Kamash Malan, you can sell it on the dam market. Kamash Malan. But it doesn't teach you that it's Keshel L'Kabel Tumah. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, V'dam Chalalim Yishteh. What does Dam Chalalim Yishteh mean as a pasuk? Prat, V'dam Kiluach, exclude Dam Kiluach. She'en Amach Sheres HaZvayim. Dam Kiluach is not Machshir. What's Dam Kiluach? Look at the second Rashi on the page. Hamak is as a behema, betzila. When you first kill an animal, hadam shotate, betzipa achas oshtayim. The dam drips out, one drop or two. V'yachakach, and after them, hu mekaleach. Then it starts to flow out. V'yachakach, hu mashtir. Then something else happens. I don't know what the word mashtir means. Mashchir. Black, turns black. V'achi kaimulam bekrisus. V'tanya, hit. V'tanya, hasam. Ezehu dam hikiz. When the dam, right, that the, comes out from black, Abel dam kiluach lo habi dam nefesh. Dam kiluach, not dam nefesh. Okay. Next. Tanar Rabbanan. Hashochet, someone does shechita, they hit this dam al dalah, and the dam spills onto a cucumber. Rebbe, so the cucumber become now, it's not attached. The cucumber is not attached. Detached. Right? Hukshel kabel tumah or not? So Rabbi Amar Hukshel. Rabbi Chiya Omer Tolan. Rabbi says yes. Rabbi Chiya says you have to wait. What does that mean? Wait? Hang? What does that mean? It's going to be a machlokas. What that means? Amar Oshia Me'achar Sherebi Omer Hukshel. Since Rabbi says Hukshel, Rabbi Chiya Omer Tolan. Onu al minisma. So what should we pass it like? What should we do? Onisma al Rabbi al Divi Rabbi Shimon. Well, let's pass it like Rabbi Shimon. Say Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shechita Machsheres Velo Dam. Because Rabbi Shimon, after all, said that Shechita works and not Dam. This is a Braisa, which doesn't make any sense, basically. And now we're going to have two interpretations of this Braisa. Amr of Papa. Here's a story, says Rabbi Papa. Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. Hecha de Itzil Adam, Itzil of Yad Tov. Lo Pligi de Machsher. If the blood is flowing out the entire time that you're doing shechita, everybody agrees this dam is machshir. Why? Because dam shechita is nechshav kemashkin. Consider mashkin. Ki pligi, where's the machloket? Venis kaneach hadam bein simen l'simen. The only machloket is where the dam spilled out, dam came out, in between the simonim. Rebbe savar, Rebbe holds, yeshna l'shechita mitzil v'yad sof. That the shechita is a process. We had a machlokas about that. Rebbe holds it's a process. V'hai dam shechita hu. This dam is dam shechita, right? Therefore, it's hosher. Rebbe Chiya savar ein la shechita el lebaso. This only shechita only applies at the end. V'hai dam makahu. This dam is dam makah. Why is it dam maka? Because it happened before the Shechita was finished. It happened in between the Tzimanim. That's Dam Makir. It's not Dam Shechita. Why is it not Dam Shechita? Because he only holds Dam Shechita only about Zohar. It's not Dam Shechita yet. It's not Dam Shechita because it's not Shechita. Am I being clear? Umay Tolin. And what does it mean that he said to wait? The Tolin, wait. Hatolin is over, wait. Ad Gemar Shechita. Till you finish the Shechita Taka. E itzil adam basov shechita machshir v'lo lo machshir. If you end up doing the good shechita, right? Then of course it's going to be machshir. Why? It's dam shechita. And if not, not. Okay. Good. I thought when I first read it, what does it mean tolin? Wait till Yoel Novi comes. That's going to be the second explanation. It's not a rabbi. That's not a puppet display. Ah, oh, that would mean. It means right now, you freeze time right now, in this freezing time right now, I can't say if it's going to be machshir or not. Why? You didn't finish the shechita. After you finish the shechita, now that you've done the shechita, I only hold shechita only by soap. So you have to do the shechita. Shech the second simon. Now that you shech the second, it turns out this dam was dam shechita. Right? Now, umay, bo, v'nitzvach al divrei Rav Shimon. What does that mean? We'll go rely on it. What does that mean? So it means like this. Little Rav Shimon and Lo Machshir. According to Rav Shimon, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because according to Rav Shimon, Dam Shechita never works. Little Rav Chia, Machshir, Biskanea. Rav Chia only Machshir after the story's over. Right? However, Mihu, Ashvi Lahadadi, they both agree with each other. Mar Lo Machshir, Umar Lo Machshir. Neither one of them is machshir right at this point. Rabbi Shimon holds it's never machshir, and Rabbi Chia holds only going to be machshir after I'm done. Right now, freezing time, I don't hold it machshir. Why not? Because I hold shechita only by sof. I didn't finish the shechita yet. So, right? Habile Rebbe Chad. So Rebbe now becomes the das yachid. There are three people on this. There are three tanaim who've spoken on this issue: Rebbe, Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Shimon. Rebbe's in the odd man out. The Ein Dvarav Shel Echad B'Makom Shnayim. One person can't go against two. Even though, which is the halacha, you can imagine how this comes out to play the halacha. Even though Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chia have very different reasons why they hold the way they hold, they have the same bottom line. So if you have very different reasons with the same bottom line, that's also a way to pass in halacha. Very different reasons. What do you mean, Nafkamina? Yes, the Naskamina is, what happens when you finish the Shechita? All of a sudden, Rav Chia teaches Kiyah. So right now, if freezing time, no, there's no Naskamina. And the Maharik said, I can do this. I can take two Shechitas that have different, they're arguing, but they have the same bottom line, I can learn from them. They're going to be the rope. Right, how do we pass it by the rope? Correct. So that's the question. The question is, what if I did one simon, the dam spilled, and now the shiloh. Then someone comes and takes the cucumber away. The guy, I don't know, he never finishes the shechita. So is this cucumber now roy to be mekabel tumah? According to Rebbe, yes. According to the other two, no. For two different, completely different reasons. Doesn't make a difference. Now they hold whatever their reasons are. We could go spend more on Torah and what their reasons are, what's the svaras behind the reasons. At the end of the day, they both hold the same thing. They both hold, it's not Hesher. It's a completely opposite reason. I'm not opposite, just very different reasons. That doesn't matter. That's fine by me. Okay? That's the first way of learning this braisa. Now, Rav Ashi Amar, Tolin Olam Ashma. Tolin means forever. Okay? Tolin means forever. What does Rav Rashi says? La'ola Mashma, very important Rashi, very controversial Rashi. Rashi says, Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu V'yodi Enu, until Eliyahu will come and tell us. Tell us what? What's he going to tell us? What's he going to tell us? What about the cucumber? What about it? What's he going to tell us? Rashi seems to be saying that Rabbi Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us who to hold like. That's very controversial. Most don't agree with it. So the mitzvah Eitan found, he claimed the machlokas in the Gemara. We always thought Eliyahu was only going to pass it on Matthias. Is that, I have a suffix. Is that money belong to him or belong to him? I have no idea. Eliyahu will come and be Mavara the suffix. He's like, well, oh, is that machlokas? He's passing like a Akiva. Oh, is that machlokas? He's passing like, he's not going to do that. It's exactly what Rashi says he's doing. That's what he said he's doing. He's passing on, he's going to tell who the whole life. That's very, very controversial. Like I said, the mispatient claim that there's a machlokas in the Gemara about that. That the machlokas is, what will Eliyahu decide? Till now, we all thought, he's only deciding Matthias. What's the Matthias over here? I don't know if the dam fell on the cucumber. So a lot of people tell me whether that happened. I know the dam fell on it. I have no child about that. I don't know who the whole like. Eliyahu, nobody's going to come tell me that? That's a big shot. The Mishnah Melech says it's impossible. He argues it's impossible. Rashi, Eliyahu Navi only is going to tell us Matthias. After all, Torah is lo b'shamayim. What? What do you mean? So he said that because he's not hearing that. So you should know. So Eliyahu Navi appears in two ways. He appears in two ways. He appears as a malach. And he appears to the person. How do I know that? I didn't make that up. Chassam Sofer said that. Chassam Sofer asked the question. It's not time for this. Chassam Sofer asked the question. We know that Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. Why can't he come on Shabbos? Eliyahu knows he can't come on Shabbos. Why can't he come on Shabbos? Tchum problem. What's the tchum problem? Wherever Eliyahu Novi is, that's how the tchum. So you can't come, right? The Gemara says that. Says the Chassam Sofer, how can Eliyahu Novi go to a Bris on Shabbos? That's how the tchum. Well, he comes from before Shabbos. That's a difficult thing to say. How can he come to a Bris on Shabbos? Says the Chassam Sofer, Eliyahu Novi appears as two different beings. When is he going to come and tell us that Mashiach is coming? He's coming as a human being. Eliyahu never died. He's coming as a human being. That is a tchum problem. On Shabbos, on a bread, he comes as a malach. You're not bound by the laws of tchum. So the whole thing was trying to get off the ground. It is Purim Torah. It's not Purim Torah. It's Mishchodesh Av today. This is talking about Mashiach Torah. Right? It's Mashiach Torah. Right? It's very relevant. No. It's an unbelievable answer. It's an unbelievable answer. So, well, no, it comes as two different forms. That's all that is Torah. Anyway. Point is, it's a very shocking rashi, Rashi says. Because we always thought the only thing that Eliyahu is going to do is pass the Messiah. Not who the whole like. Right? So the mitzvah Eishon does say there's such a concept of Torah Lo Vashemayim. So we're assuming that Eliyahu is as a malach like that. As a malach. Right? Can't be a human being. How does Eliyahu Novi know what the story is over here? Why is he different than a republic? So that's Vashemayim. Hashem paskinim. That can't be shot. So it's coming just to be Mavara the Suffolk. That's fine, I have no problem with that. If I had a video camera and I knew what the Suffolk was, I wouldn't have the other one of it. That's a positive child. He just passed it and see it. They can't. They come up with any answers. The answer is towards Lava Shemayani. No. But he's just telling us what happened. Not who the whole like. Telling us who the whole like. No, it's not an answer to Matthias. Over here, there's no Matthias, Shiloh. We know what happened. We know exactly what happened. We don't know who the whole like. So Rashi says, oh, nobody's going to come and tell us. Well, the Gemara is going to say take you. Is the Gemara going to say take you on this? Right. Correct. Correct. However, you know, there's a Rekiva Eger, there's a Rekiva Eger that says, they only have a rule, you know, Safek Darabais Al-Khumra, Safek Darabanan Lekula. Can you apply those rules if you don't know who the whole like? Of course you can. You do it all the time. 100%. Right? Right? It comes up, came up, there's a whole machlokas about the Rambam holds, you're allowed to learn from a pasuk like Torah. You know, it's mutter anyway. You make a bracha, he holds with that. So, who do you hold with Rambam? Sure, not to. What if another topic? So, smek tzvika. In other words, you take the shita, and that's become one of the topics. That's completely acceptable. Okay, we got to move. Now, you hear? Now, in its kaneach, Rav Chiya, spooky mitzavkale. Rav Chiya had a suffix. He yeshna shchita betzil v'yatso, or in a shchita betzil el v'yatso. He didn't have a hole like. He didn't have a hole. Umay tolin, what does tolin mean? You hang, lo ochlin, lo sarfin. You can't eat, you can't burn it. Why? Maybe you can't eat it because maybe it's tummy. You can't burn it, maybe it's truma. I have no idea. Umay bo nismach al divir Rav Shimon. So again, what does it mean we're going to rely on Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon lo machshir. According to Rav Shimon, lo machshir. Rav Chiya, sveika. Rav Chiya had a suffix. Linyan shreifa, miyu shavi lahadadi. But regarding the issue of shreifa, they both agree. Marlo shreifa, umarlo sarfe. Rav Shimon wouldn't burn it, and Rav Chiya wouldn't burn it. Havelei Rebbe Chad, the Rebbe's alone shita, v'ein dvarav shel echad, v'makom shnayim. Can't have one in the face of two. V'hachi ka'amar, ki go zos. Tolin, like this is an issue. Tolin, lo ochlin, lo sarfin. You can't eat it, you can't burn it. Okay? Now, Rish Lakish is going to ask a question, and we're not going to answer it until we get to the, hopefully, we get to the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is going to answer Tekel. Okay? Now, this is the question. The question is, why Rish Lakish? Why Rish Sherman Lakish? Shrid shel menachah. A piece of menachah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, korte kemach, pieces of flour, hatzavor b'mincha, which are connected, tzavor, right? They're part of a tzibor. They're connected to the mincha. The ein shemen nichnas l'tocho. Shemen did not touch this flour. It's flour, Rashi says, it's flour that shemen didn't touch. So this flour never got wet. So is this flour roi to makabel tumah or not? The answer is yes, because we have a concept called chibas kodesh. Since it's kachim, it's mitaher without it ever getting wet. Our Tosfos asks, Rashi doesn't make any sense, because we have a rule that if it's in the bowl, everything becomes ready to makabel tumah anyway. Because by kachim, it's a rule like that the tiburon is machshirin. So the fact that this particular flour didn't get wet, big deal. Big deal. So Tosfos answers, well, maybe it was heaping. By heaping, you don't say that. It was over the rim. So by over that, you don't have this rule that the kli itself is considered one big fat kli. You don't say that by there. He says maybe Rashi didn't mean. Rashi was talking about it like a soto where there is no oil and oil spills on some, not on others. So the whole thing doesn't apply. The whole question doesn't get off the ground. You have to find an answer for Rashi. Rashi is very difficult. The point is, now, nobody argues that the fact that Monit, so everyone agrees that this flower is yet the Kabbal Tumah. Why? So, Kazabal Chibas Kodesh. The question is, can it make other things Tameh? So, normally, we have rules. If something's an Abba Tumah, it can make a Risha. And a Risha makes a Shaykh. But over here, the whole reason why it's Tameh is a fiction. It's a fiction. What's the reason why it's tameh? Chibas tahar mekachon. So, can it in turn make other things tameh? Or not? The whole thing is made up. The whole tumah here is made up. Right? It's a made up tumah. It doesn't have normal rules of tumah. So can it make other things tameh or no? We're going to allow you to become tameh because there's a special thing called chibas kodesh. Can you go ahead and make other things tameh? That, no way. That's Rish Lakish's question, and that's going to end up being a take. Monin bo Rishon Vashini, or in Monin bo Rishon Vashini? Can it make a Rishon Vashini or not? So, by the way, Rish Lakish says, he tells us to point out, he has the same question by me. Right, same question he has by me, by Kodshim meat, but we said, you pick Mincha because it's more common. Okay? Ki Tanya, ki Mahan Yechibas Kodesh Lapsulei. When does Chibas Kodesh work to passel something gufe itself? L'minyana ba Rishon V'Sheni. So therefore, it can make something a rishon, make something a sheni. Odil, and therefore can't make something a rishon, and it can't make something a sheni. Odil beloshna, or it's no different at all. Right? That's the question. We treat it like everything else, or it's special. Amar b'lazar tashma. Mikol ochel she yochel. So there's a pasuk that says, Mikol, the pasuk says, Mikol ochel she yochel, ashi avo avo layim mayim yitma. Anything that gets wet, Mikol ochel she yochel, which is very wordy. Ochel ha-baba mayim hokshur, ochel she'ein baba mayim lo hokshur. That's the alike first. The Gemara says, wait a minute, Rav Shimon Lakish knew the halacha. Also, Rav Shimon Lakish, let's lay ochel above a mayim. Rav Shimon Lakish knew the halacha. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, how's he coming by late? Here was his question. Chibas hetish ochel above a mayim dummy? Oh, lo. Do we treat Chibas kodesh as if it got wet, and therefore it follows the principles of anything tummy that got wet? Or is it a special tumma that we made it up because of Chibas kodesh? Rabbi Elazar nami miyaturei kruach ka'amar. Rabbi Elazar was one who used to darshan psukim, right? He knew how to learn psukim too. Michti, Ksiv, it says, Ki yutan mayim al zera, when water falls on plants, on grain, Mikol ochel shei yochel lamali. So why do I need the extra words? Mikol ochel shei yochel. Why do I need that? I need it for the following reason. Lav levute chibas hektish. Doesn't it come to include chibas hektish? That is not like mayim. Not like regular things. Lo, says the Gemara, no. Chad b'tumas hameis, v'chad b'tumas sheret. I needed to tell me twice that there's a din of hechsher tumah by tumas meis and tumas sheret. But shmich ain't both. The ashmin on tumas meis. Had he only had tumas meis, possibly with the boy hechsher. That's why I require hechsher by tumas meis. We should do lo matam b'kadasha. The shear is much larger. Avo sheret, the matam b'kadasha. But sheret, such a small amount. A bean will make it tummy. Ema, lola boy hechsher. I would say it doesn't require hechsher. You know what? It does. V'yashmin and sheret. If I only had sheret, we should have the lomatami to my shiva. Sheret, you're not talking about 7 days. I mean, 1 day. Aval tomate, the matami to my shiva, ema lola boy hechsher. I would say that tumas mate doesn't require hechsher. After all, you've done it for so long. Tricha, therefore I need both. Now, so we didn't answer Rishakish's question. We got on a whole tangent now. Masiv Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon Omer, Hukshu v'shchita. Shimon said, what's machshir? Shchita. Not liquid, shchita. Hukshu, v'afil l'minyani b'rishon v'sheni. Does it even make it a rishon v'sheni? Same question. Rav Shimon came up with a fake reason for the fake thing coming. So do we pretend as if it got wet? And therefore it can make something a rishon v'sheni or not? Tamai. This is not something that came with water. Never touched water. Never touched dam. Yeah. So by the way, from Shimon's issue of shechita, it's mashma that it does have the properties of a region and the genie. The bayah says that's only midrabanan. Midrabanan. Amar Rav Zeira tashma. Another case. Habot zer lagad. If somebody's squeezing grapes in a wine press, Shammai Omer Hukshur. Shammai says the grapes become Hukshur. Now, even though you don't want the wine to come, the grapes to come, the liquid of the grapes to come out, why? Because they go to the garbage. So you don't want these grapes to get wet. So Shammai holds, Rashi explains the Gzeira, maybe you're going to do this into a barrel. And then you do want it. Normally, you might not want it. Here you do want it. Maybe you do want it, so Shammai, Hillel Omer Lo Hukshur. Hillel says, no, you don't want it. Right? The principle of kiyutan is, you have to want it to get wet. B'shashakle Hillel Shammai. But then Hillel came around and agreed, Shammai's right. Shammai's right is the very valid zero. He said, am I? Well, I've ochel above amayim hu. It's a very difficult statement because it's not true. Because there's liquid here. But the question is, the mashka didn't come out l'ratan abaylam. Why are you offering it? Because of a zero? Because it doesn't make any sense. Lamaisa, I don't want this grape liquid over here. I don't want it here. You're offering it because maybe I will want it. If that's the case, in every issue, every case of water should be the same thing. I'm going to ask her every time the food gets wet, up to when you want it to get wet. So that, but the time I said over here, it applies. What do you see from over here? even if it doesn't, even if I don't want it to get wet, it still has the principles of Rishon and Sheni. Here's the right. I didn't want it to get wet. You made a zero on me. I didn't want it. So it's as if it didn't get wet. And what are you doing to it? You're making a tumah. As you make a Rishon and a Sheni? Yes. So what do you see? The Shlakish's question is answered. And the Gemara gives the same answer. Amalei Abaya, Asuka Hashemayim Derabanan. No, but Derabanan only. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Amin Alach Ano, Bokshru B'Shchita. I asked the question, what about Shchita? Ba'ata Martali, Asuka Hashemayim. You answered me, Midrabanan. Amar Avlach Rab Zera. I skipped? No, I did not skip. Amalach Rab Zera, Ba'martali, Asuka Hashemayim. Rab Zera had a kasha from the case of Shammai Hillel. What did you answer him? Midrabanan. Say the same thing by Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, Lakish Nami. Atu Kach Shemayim. Midrabana. Amalei. Atu of Shimon Bid Lakish. Litlos come by Alei? Well, you think of Shimon Bid Lakish and ask the Midrabana question? Litlos means it's like a Midrabana, right? We don't know what to do with it. Midrabana, we make a zero. However, no! Hachikam, Kikam, and by Alei, Litzro. His question was on a Daraisa. Do I have to burn it? Is it Daraisa? I don't care about Darabana. I want to know Daraisa. Michlal, what is even here? The Chivas Hekdesh Doraisa? The Chivas Hekdesh Doraisa? The only question is, what's the story? Can they make other things Shanis and Risha? That Rishonis didn't know. Doraisa? He didn't have a question about that. Benalon, how do you know that? Ilay Mamidasiv Abbasar Ashiya Gabachal Tomei. It says a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Abbasar Ashiya Gabachal Tomei. You shouldn't eat it. The Ashisare. Abbasar called Tar Yochal Basar. How does this Basar get Tomei? How does this pasuk get wet? He can't eat it. Right? This is talking about basar kachim. How does this basar get wet? Because the Torah comes and tells me, by the way, it's telling me don't eat it. So how did it get wet? How did it get hukshar? Basar biskasha b'may. How did it get wet? Elema diskasha b'dam. B'dam? Amar b'chir bar abba amar b'yochanan. Menayin adab kachim she'eno machshir. Dam kachim doesn't work. She'nemar. Also achlan al aris tishmachenu kamayim. Dam hanishbech kamayim masher. She'en hanishbech kamayim eno masher. Karbanos, blood does not go on the floor. Where does it go? It goes into a cup and it's fused to tzarika. That dam can't be masher to me. So that's what we're talking about. That's the only blood that works. You missed the beginning. You missed the beginning. That doesn't work. Ella, this kasha b'maske beit b'tzachaya. So maybe it becomes wet with some other water, some other liquid at the slaughterhouse in the Beit HaMikdash where they used to prepare the meat. But Amar Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Mashke Beit Pitzachaya, not lo die in Shaydachan. Not only is that kosher, Ella Shay Machshirin. It doesn't even make anything else trick. Anything else Tame. Chitema Tirguma Adam. So maybe we'll explain that what works the Dam. Maybe Marcel's question Dam later on. The Dam into the floor out later on. Later Dam. Not Dam. Later on. For mashke kamar, it says mashke plural. It can't just be down. It's got to be something else. What is it? Elulav. This kasha b'chivas hakodesh. What works? B'chivas hakodesh. There's no reason. There's no hechsher mayim. There's no hechsher of liquid. What? The why does the meat become tamei? Special thing. Hechsher b'chivas kodesh. Right? I said say b'chivas explained. Everything in the world requires completion. You don't give truma till it's complete. Truma doesn't become tamei till it's complete. Why is water on a food complete? As we said, nobody will eat anything without washing it first. Right? You don't eat a fruit without washing it first. Just to wash and make sure it's clean. So the washing is the gemar, it's the makav apatish of the fruit. But when it's kachim, it's so chashim, it's so, I love it so much, I don't care. Right? Now, v'dilma kriv Yehuda amar Shmuel, dav Yehuda amar Shmuel, k'kon shahoytzel opara shal zivchei shlomim. Let's say you had a cow of Shlomim, and Rashi explains, I'm not going to read the Rashi at the same time, they used to go to the water, they used to go to the riverbank, right before they would shech an animal, and get it nice and wet, get it nice and let it drink a lot of water. Rashi says, the Gemara says, that an animal with a lot of water inside its belly helped to be skin the animal later. So they would fatten up the animal with water, so that it would be easy to skin the animal after the shechita. So what happened? There's a little bit of water in the mouth of the animal still lingering in the mouth when they do the shechita. So that water is not going to touch, right? You can see what's right. The They took it to the river, shachta, they shafted it, v'adayin mashket tufeach aleha, and there's still water there. Right? That water is going to be machshir food, to meat. Right? It's a far-fetched thing. Right? So therefore, your whole raya is pushed off. You don't have to come on to Chibat Kodesh. It's the water from the river. That's what did it. Right? Ella, the seifa. It says in the seifa, v'habasar. It says v'habasar. L'rabos, etzim u'levona. Which includes etzim and levona can also become tamei. Says the Gemara, etzim u'levona, b'nei achila dinu. That's not edible. Wood's not edible, and levona's not edible. Levona's a hard spice. That's not edible. Ella, chibas kodesh makashra lehu umashva le'ochel. What's the answer? The answer is, chibas kodesh turns these things kaviyachol as if they're food. Achanami, chibas tektesh mishcharta. Chibas tektesh will be machshir all food and make it as if it got wet. Didn't get wet. It didn't get wet. We're going to make it as if it did get wet. Mai. So what's the bottom line? Look at Rashi. Legufe hu dahani. Does it help itself to get tamei? Abel delitmi ihu achwini lo. But it can't make anything else tamei. O dilma lo shna. Or maybe it's no different. Right? Kima. Come back at the Gemara. Top line. Kima han yechibas kodesh upsula degufa. That, it makes itself tamei 100%. Chibas kodesh 100%. Aval l'minyana b'rishon v'sheni lo. It can't make anything a rishon and a sheni. O dilma lo shna. Or maybe there's no difference. And the answer is tegu. Right? The answer is tegu. Okay? That was mamash over an amid on one question without answering. So there's an amid on one question didn't answer. That's very, very unusual. It's a long back and forth to come up with a tegu. All right? We'll stop. Can everyone have a good chodesh and we'll resume tomorrow.